This week, a contingent of local government officials from California and across the U.S. is headed to the UN Conference on Climate Change in Glasgow, Scotland. The group is focused on sharing what American cities and counties are doing to reduce greenhouse gases and learn best practices from around the world. Pam O'Connor is a former mayor of Santa Monica and vice chair of the group Local Governments for Sustainability. She says she's glad the U.S. is re-engaging on climate change after former President Donald Trump pulled the nation out of the Paris Agreement in 2019.
The United States is back. The state has plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to 50% to 52% by 2030. We want to be a partner with our federal government in achieving that goal.
O'Connor says California can serve as a model for other regions. Cities across the Golden State are greening their fleets of cars, buses, maintenance, and trash trucks. Many have started municipal power companies that provide electricity from renewable sources. And last year, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order to phase out gas-powered vehicles. O'Connor says the leaders at the climate conference also need to keep equity in mind worldwide.
We need to be working to ensure that countries that are not as developed are able to get the support and finance that they need to be able to grow in a way that is not building without any thought as to the impact on climate.
On Tuesday, world leaders reached an agreement to limit deforestation. The conference will continue until next Friday. This is Suzanne Potter reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.